Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hello and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith, and today I want to talk all about manifesting your dream business, your dream lifestyle, that lifestyle of freedom, what I like to call manifesting a life you don't need a vacation from. So the reason I'm bringing this up today is because I have gotten a lot of messages lately in email and on Instagram from many of you who coincidentally started listening to the podcast, and you reached out to me and said, you know, I just kind of had this, whatever you want to call it, awakening, this aha moment where I realized that I am not living in my purpose. I'm not doing what I love, and I'm feeling like I really need to pivot and to shift. And I want to start a business. I want to take my passion and turn it into a profitable business that would allow me to leave my day job. And some of you are like, okay, I know I want that, but I have no idea what my passion or my purpose is. And so I want to cover kind of like all of those things today, because I think that that is a point that so many people are at. That's the point that I was at, where I had that moment of knowing I cannot stay in this job for another 10 years, let alone another 30 years. And that was on my 30th birthday. And I'm sorry for those of you that have already heard this story, but on my 30th birthday, that was when I had my big moment of just knowing, just completely without a doubt, not even knowing, it was when I decided that I was done, that I did not want to stay in this corporate career. Now, growing up and going through college and first getting into the business world, I always had dreams of becoming CEO and climbing my way up the corporate ladder, which of course, when I was younger, even throughout college, the only way to do that was you go and you work for a big company and you work your ass off and you work your way up the ladder, right? I didn't know about any of this because none of this existed at the time. There really weren't a lot of online businesses at the time. And it certainly wasn't something that was easy and, you know, cheap and all that kind of stuff to start up. So anyhow, long story short, I got into the business world completely fine with being that corporate career woman and working really hard until I had my first daughter. And it was like instantly that all went out the window. And the only thing I cared about and really wanted was to be home with her. I wanted to raise her. I wanted to be a mom. And everything, you know, all of my goals and everything sort of shifted. But of course, at the time, it wasn't like I could just quit my job. I mean, I had bills to pay. I had a mortgage. I had a car payment. I had, you know, to take care of a family. And so I had to work, and I was in sales. So it was very stressful. A lot of moments of just pure anxiety, a lot of being talked down to by leadership, especially if your numbers weren't great. And being in sales, like, you have to be on 24/7. You can't have a day where you're not feeling good or you don't want to talk to people. You have to be that outgoing, smiley, you know, go-getter every single day. And I'm an introvert, number one. And that just, it was very hard. It was energetically draining. And on my 30th birthday, when I looked back at my 20s, I kind of realized, I felt like I had blown my 20s. You know, I felt like outside of being a mom and outside of my corporate business title, I was nothing. Like, I didn't have an identity. I didn't have a tribe. I didn't have a group. I didn't have really friends that I stayed in touch with. I was a terrible friend because I was so busy and consumed between raising my daughter and my job. And I just knew, like, this isn't worth it. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't feel like that is what I was put here to do. And I want to find my purpose. I want to figure that thing out. So the first thing I did, and I love journaling, I love writing. The first thing I did was just started writing out, like, if I could do anything I wanted, what would I do? Like, what kinds of things could I talk all day about that light me up, that get me excited, that I absolutely love, that I feel like I'm a little more knowledgeable about than just, you know, the average person out there. And the very first thing that came to mind was the law of attraction. And then also, I was very into Instagram at the time, positive quotes, like that whole thing. So those were basically, you know, like the two things that I wrote down, and I just started sharing more of that. And when I first started, I didn't really have any direction or goal with it because I had no guidance. I didn't know anyone else who had done this before. And I didn't know anyone like in the law of attraction space that was making a business around the law of attraction. So none of that even occurred to me. I just knew that it was on my heart and I had to start talking about it. And if nothing else, like, it was therapeutic for me. Like, I was finding my purpose. I was finding, like, where I fit in the world and what I was actually contributing. And as I started connecting with people, that's when I found my tribe. And that's why my company is called Law of Attraction Tribe, because this was the thing. This was the thing that, like, made me feel like I was a part of something and I was contributing to something. And, like, there were people out there that understood me and got me. And I wasn't just this weird woo-woo person. Like, I felt like for the first time, I really fit in and I found my thing that I loved, that I was good at, that I could talk to other people about. And, you know, slowly, little by little, I just kept sharing that and the path revealed itself. So fast forward to now, now there's so much more technology and a lot more people doing it. So if you're in that situation, like, you have people that are sort of like modeling what you want. So there's like a formula for how they built their successful business that you can simply look to as like a blueprint for how you want to set up your business. And that is what I would recommend, because everything is an idea that can be turned into a business. I've got a lot of people, especially this week, because I had an app training. And they were like, well, I don't know if what I am passionate about could be an app, right? So there were people that one woman was very into like gardening, and she was going to buy land, or maybe she had already bought land and was going to start planting and growing food and like just really building like a sustainable like way of living where she wasn't dependent on anything. She was kind of like learning how to like grow her own food and do her own thing. And that's something I hear people talking about all the time. And I thought, you know, I would love to know how to do that. And for other people that are going through that, it's like, I'm sure they would love to have someone that could offer, like, go through this with me and here's what you do. Like, here's the very first thing you have to do. And then when you finish that, when you look into the land and the permitting and all that kind of stuff, like, this is, you know, the cost of what this is going to do to buy all of the equipment you need and everything you need to get started. And to kind of like lay out a blueprint. I mean, I can't think of anyone that's doing that. I'm sure there's people doing that. But the point is, there are ways to monetize your passion by sharing the knowledge with other people. Because there are people right now out there that are looking for someone to give them this knowledge, to give them a blueprint, to help them get through whatever it is they're going through, whether they're trying to start their own homestead, or whether they're trying to start their own business, or whether they're just in a really shitty mindset and need to have some guidance to overcome some of the negative thinking. Maybe they're going through a divorce, or maybe they just moved, or maybe they're in the corporate world and they just need some guidance around navigating that mindset. Like, there's so many different things that people are going through. And out of whatever, what are we at, like seven, almost 8 billion people in the world, there are people out there looking for what you are knowledgeable about. And the thing is, you don't have to be an expert. Everyone thinks like you have to be the best, you have to be perfect, you have to be an expert. That's all bullshit. You just have to be one step ahead of everyone else. And sometimes that works out even better, because when someone sees like a real expert or someone that seems like they're perfect in something, it's kind of intimidating and it feels a little unreachable, right? But when you see someone that's kind of like going through it side by side, and you are able to sort of see the obstacles and some of the things that they've had to go through, it's more relatable and it feels a little more realistic. Like, hey, if this person can do it, then why can't I? So you don't have to be the best. You don't have to be an expert. You just have to be willing to share what you're learning and what you're going through and what you're overcoming. And so that's really where that linkage is. It's like, start just talking about what you want to talk about. Talk about what you're going through in life. Talk about what lights you up, what you're passionate about, the latest thing that you're really into, and let the path sort of reveal itself, right? And so back to my whole story, like, the law of attraction was the thing that really lit me up, and it still does. All these years later, it still does. And one of the next steps in that process was a podcast. And again, when I started podcasting, this wasn't like I'm going to build a career as a podcaster. Like, that didn't even occur to me. I just wanted to talk about it. Like, I just wanted to put it out there, because I feel like the more people that hear it, the more it's going to help. And the more people that are in that mindset, the better the vibration of the world is. You know what I mean? So it's like, it was just on my heart. Like, I had to get it out. So I started this podcast. And now, you know, like 3 years later, I will get people that are listening to those episodes that I recorded 3 years ago. So that 20 or 30 minute episode, that time that I put in 3 years ago, is giving value to someone today. And I get people all the time, every single week, multiple people will reach out and they'll be like, hey, I just found your podcast and I binged the whole thing over the weekend. And like, are you offering coaching? Do you have any programs? Like, they're hungry for more. And that's the thing with podcasting. It's not really about, in my opinion, monetizing your podcast. It's a marketing tool. It's a way for you to find your people and your people to find you. Because with a podcast, people can binge it. Kind of like when you find a new Netflix show, you want to watch the whole thing. Well, if someone comes across your podcast and likes it, they're going to binge it. They're going to listen to it. It's going to become a part of their daily routine. So you're in their ear for, you know, 10, 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, some of these podcasts, right? Where else do you get that? On social media, you might get a couple of seconds of people's time, and then before you can even blink, they're on to the next person, the next post. YouTube now, it's like the attention span there is super short, but with podcasts, people will tune in, and you are right there with them as they're living their life, as they're driving to work, as they're working out, as they're chasing their kids around. They've got their headphones in, and they're listening to your voice, and you build a relationship with them. They feel like they know you. And so after listening to a few episodes, they either like you or they don't. They know that they want to work with you or they don't. And so someone can come across your podcast right now and hear episodes from 3 years ago and listen to a bunch of them and want to work with you. And then 3 years from now, same thing. Like, someone random that had never seen you before on social media or anywhere else, never heard of you, happens to come across your podcast, and within a couple of days, they're a fan and they want to join your program. So this is like the power of taking that passion, that thing that you love talking about, and putting it out there and starting to build an audience. And not just build an audience, but like build a relationship, build people that get to know you on like such a deep level, because you're in their ear and you're sharing consistently about your life, about, you know, whatever your purpose is. And then the next step after that is to offer something ideally like free and or a low ticket offer. So the reason you want to do this is to grow your email list, because if someone's going to get a free offer or a low ticket offer, they're going to give their email in the process. And that way you can start communicating with them, right? Like on a podcast, they're just listening to you and you're just kind of putting things out there to the world. But if you have people on your email list, you can reach out to them specifically. You can tailor your messaging to them. You can ask them questions. You can give them some additional value that you can't give with a podcast, like a worksheet or a workbook, or and let them know about your different offers and things like that. So those are really the steps. It's like you want to put something out there for free. So the podcast can be your free thing, or you can create a free guide or whatever, and then have an offer, an easy entry, because most people aren't going to go from not knowing you to spending a ton of money with one-on-one coaching, right? It's like you need that buffer. You need to kind of like welcome them in to your world. And the way that I do that in my business, and this is the way that I am teaching my clients and really trying to get people to grasp and to implement in their business, is an app, because an app is a low-ticket offer. But unlike most low-ticket offers, like, you know, an ebook or like a mini course or something like that, it's something that is like so valuable, right? It's like there's so much information in there. There's so many tools, and it's an app that lives on their phone that they can use and incorporate into their daily routines. So again, like you are helping them out and they're seeing you on a regular basis in this app, and it creates community. So they can now kind of like collaborate with other people who are into the same thing that you're teaching, right? And it warms people up. So if people come across my app and they've never met me before, spending a couple of days in the app, like that is quickly going to warm them up. I mean, they see pretty much my style, every kind of thing that I'm offering. It's a great way for people to get to know you. And again, like they're either going to like it or they're not. And in my opinion, like this is the best low ticket / free offer you can have out there next to a podcast, because apps are a growing market. Just like podcasts, they are a growing market. Think about when you've signed up for something, like a free workshop or something like that, and you have to go in and sign in like on a website. It's kind of annoying, right? It's like we want everything so instantaneously, and that's what apps offer. It's like you just click on the app and boom, you're in there. You can watch a video, listen to a subliminal, whatever. And it's just the way that people are consuming information now, and it's growing rapidly. So 85 billion apps were downloaded in 2022. That number is expected to reach 200 billion by 2025. So people are utilizing apps more. They're downloading more apps. They're relying on apps. And when you see like any big business, like literally any big business you can think of the last store you shopped at. Guaranteed they're going to have an app, and I guarantee if you go on their website, they're going to be pushing you to their app, right? Like think about how many stores will give you a special pricing or offer you a discount of some sort if you download their app. They're doing that because, again, like they're getting your email so they can retarget you, but they know that you're much more likely to be a loyal customer if they have, or if you have their app, and they can see where the market is going, and they know that more and more people are using apps for entertainment, for education, for shopping, for literally everything. We are relying more and more on apps. So think about when websites first came out. If you're old enough to remember this, like some of you are young enough, like you're going to be like, websites were always a thing, but they were not always a thing. And when websites first came out, there were businesses that really fought it, that were like old school, and they're like, we're not going to do it. And they didn't invest in it because at the time it did cost a few thousand dollars to build a website. It doesn't anymore, but at the time it did. The businesses that did not get on board with the digital world, the online world, most of them are gone now. They don't even exist. And then there were businesses that didn't exist, like Amazon, that are running the world now, right? So the same thing is happening with apps. We're at another like turning point where people just prefer apps. They're using apps. Like all of the statistics are showing this. The markets are showing this. And so right now you have all of like the big businesses getting in on this. Most small businesses are not. Most solo entrepreneurs are not. Most online coaches are not. And the people that are getting ahead of this are going to be way more successful, mark my words, because the search power with Apple and Google is insane. It's just like a podcast where you're opening yourself up to a whole other market, multi-billion dollar market of people that would not otherwise find you on social media that now are searching your topic in the app stores and come across your app, just like they might be searching your topic on one of the podcast platforms and they find your podcast. This is the next thing. And eventually it's going to completely replace like websites. So all of my coaching clients, like everyone's always like, website, website, what do I need to do for a website? I need to work on my website. I need to work on my social media. And I'm like, no, don't waste your time, your energy, or your money on a website or on social media, in my opinion. Get yourself an app. If you get yourself a podcast and or you get yourself an app or vice versa, doesn't matter, I guarantee you will be so much further ahead than if you spent that time and money on a website or on social media. These are the ways that people are getting their information now. This is the next thing. So don't fall into that trap just because everyone else is doing a website and everyone else is on Instagram. You don't want to do what everyone else is doing. You want to do what the successful people are doing. Look at the most successful companies. Are they in Instagram stories every day? Is the CEO in Instagram stories? No, they have an app, right? Like, or a lot of the successful influencers and people who have really solid businesses, like multi-million dollar businesses, they have a podcast. One or the other or both is going to help you take your passion, and that is how you start monetizing it. And that is the key to leaving the 9-to-5 and replacing your income. So that was a long way of saying all of that, but Black Friday, I have a deal. I'm teaming up with Stacey Failing, and I'm not going to give you all the details yet. You have to get on the Black Friday wait list, but we are going to offer you something that's going to solve all of these problems for you. So if you are a current business owner, you want to start a business, you want to find your passion, you want to ditch your day job and start making money, you're going to want this. So I will link up the waitlist in the show notes and we'll release it Black Friday. All right. Thanks everyone for tuning in. I'll see you back here next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps, in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well, if you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend, share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week and I'll see you back here next time.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.